Hello, everybody. This is Jacob Stoops. Welcome to 2024. I've got a bit of an announcement to make today. I've got some big things in store for 2024. But one of the big things that I'm going to be doing this year is changing the name of the podcast. Got a number of reasons for that. And I'm going to really quickly explain those. Not that I'm a huge deal, but for those of you that have taken the time to watch my videos and follow my podcast, I just wanted to let you know that there are some changes coming, some changes that are in store. And I wanted to give you a heads up. Hey, this is happening so that it's not a surprise when you see my face on the name of a different podcast. So when it comes to changing my podcast and kind of changing some of the formatting around, I made the decision to do that in December after having some conversations with some people I trust. And I think now's the right time for me to do it, because while I've continued to grow, I'm not yet a very big channel, right? I have big plans, but I'm not yet a big channel. And this for me is a passion project and has been a side hustle. So if I were ever going to make a change, now's a great time to do it before I get any bigger than I am. And I'm coming up on 9,000 subscribers on YouTube, which again, that's nothing. That's literally nothing. But I plan to grow, and there are certainly other creators in the genre that are significantly larger than me, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. This is not my full-time gig, but again, like, this is something that I love doing, and I want to grow it, but it's time to make a change. Now, as it relates to the name, my current name, or the name of the podcast as it has been over the course of several years, is the Members Only Podcast. And while that was a great name and kind of an inside joke, and just for those of you that don't know, I took that name for a couple of reasons. Well, number one, it was a way to be kind of creatively separated from other channels in the space. Number two, if you're a fan of the show The Sopranos, which anybody in the mob genre, like, that's required watching, you'll know that at the end, spoilers, the guy that supposedly whacks Tony is wearing a members-only jacket, which goes back also to the character Eugene Pontecorvo. Not necessarily my favorite character, but I always thought the ending of The Sopranos was pretty underrated, and I thought that that was a cool little tidbit. And if you go and look at photos of old mafia social clubs, you're more often than not going to see little lettering either on the door or close to the door that just says Members Only. So the name itself was a little bit of an inside joke for snobs like me who kind of knew what it was and what it meant. But for people unfamiliar with the genre or outside of the space, quite honestly, it wasn't really all that clear what it was, unless you watched and knew my content. So, you know, this person that I trust came to me because I had come to them and said, hey, I'd like to put a little bit more formality around this from a business standpoint. And they said, well, I owe it to you to make this suggestion. Please don't take offense. But if you're going to change the name, if you were to ever consider it, now is the time to do it. And quite frankly, I have shared your material, some of your episodes, with my friends who are, I would say, in a position to be in the know about such things. And on more than one occasion, people would not click on your content because they believe that you had to be a member in order to watch it. They didn't necessarily get it or get the inside joke that was, in fact, the name. So I'm going to reveal the name. And I've recently established a business kind of behind things, as, and again, this is my side hustle, but in case it ever gets bigger. Certainly want to take advantage of the some aspects of having a business behind things with some of the investments that I've made. Clearly, you can see I've upgraded my microphone, some of my technology. So I am making investments to make the show better. But the name going forward, and I promise you, there's going to be no doubt about what it is from now on, is going to be called the Gangland History Podcast. And that is going to be backed by my company, Gangland History Productions, LLC. Now I know what you're going to say. Well, there's already a really well-known podcast in the industry called the Gangland Wire Podcast. And while I have not yet reached out to Gary, I plan to reach out to Gary and just say, hey, here's what I'm doing. If you're at all familiar with me, have huge amount of respect for his career, his podcast as a creator. He's been here for probably a decade or more himself, kind of doing his thing. And I have nothing but respect for Gary and hope to have him on the show at some point in time. And really not trying to step on his toes or do anything. It's just that in this genre, there really is only so many things, so many things that you can call your business or your podcast or your show, right? It's mob, mafia, gangland, gangsters, right? There are only a handful of things really to choose from if you want to make it pretty well known what your show is about. So, because I love history, as everybody knows, and because I've got a huge passion for this particular genre, which sounds a little bit weird to say given the subject matter, I just felt like it was natural to, one, make my show name a little bit more synonymous with what the show's actually about, and because of my passion of history. And I hope to continue and to really speed up the amount of compelling stories that we're doing this year. Now, the other part of this, and I kind of alluded to this, I have formed a business behind this, meaning that I'm definitely taking things, not that I didn't take them seriously before, but there's definitely more formality coming around this. My hope at some point, just like anybody else, is to grow the revenue coming in. I'm not going to be asking for money or asking for donations, right? But there will be ad revenue to take advantage of. And, we'll be also looking to stand up a Patreon channel to do some content that maybe you can't get to on YouTube. And I plan to develop certainly some other perks related to that. If I'm going to be asking people for money with respect to paying for being a patron, that's definitely something where I'm going to try to figure out what additional benefits can I offer in exchange for you consuming my content. Now, still going to be doing lots and lots of stuff on YouTube. That's still going to be my primary channel. No need to go subscribe anywhere else. I'm just going to change my channel name, and you'll see some changes in branding, working on standing up a new website, the audio version of the podcast. There's definitely going to be some changes coming there. But again, like, you're not going to have to resubscribe or anything. You're just going to notice, hey, I've changed the name, changed the branding just a little bit. Now, in addition to the name change, as I said, you're probably going to notice a little bit of a change to the formatting. As I said, I've upgraded my equipment over the holidays. Santa brought me some new equipment that's definitely going to improve the quality of what I'm doing. Crystal clear 4K, brand new mic, sounds great. And I'm hoping to not just bring you better content, I'm hoping to bring you more content faster. Hopefully I can live up to that promise. And then something that I'll say that's a little bit behind the scenes. If you've watched my videos, and I'm just going to quote Sheldon Cooper here, a few people in the comments section have said my delivery is robotic. Perhaps that isn't the compliment that it sounds like. And that's from The Big Bang Theory, for those of you that watch that show. Yeah, a little behind the scenes. I'm not exactly super comfortable in front of the microphone. In not only that, but the research that I do is so deep and so extensive that sometimes, quite honestly, it's just impossible to remember. And I'm not a walking encyclopedia where I have an eidetic memory where I can just literally remember all of these things. So the combination of my uncomfortability in front of the camera, as well as all the subject matter that we're talking about, has led me, surprise, surprise, to use a teleprompter. And I may someday go back to that if this doesn't work out. But in the episodes going forward, while I'm going to use my notes, you may see me looking off screen. And if I'm doing that, it's because I'm reading notes. And for the audio people, you won't notice at all. But, I'm going to try to be a little bit more free-flowing, less robotic, and more off the cuff with respect to my content. And this is part of the reason I think things are going to move a lot faster. With every episode that I've made, and I've only made 23 or 24 over the course of 2 years, which is pretty slow, but almost every episode I've made has been 1 to 2 hours in length. And for those people that don't understand how much research that takes, and one episode, probably conservatively from the start of the research to writing, I kind of script write, right? I plan what I'm going to say, to the editing and promotion. That's a 40 to 60 and sometimes 80 hour process from start to finish, right? It is no short amount of time. So my goal this year is, while I'm still going to be doing the same amount of extensive research, my goal is to hopefully cut down on the editing time, which means I can produce more content. The thing that you're going to have to deal with is me freewheeling this a little bit more. But based on what I have seen in the space, that's kind of what most content creators seem to do. And for me, maybe it was just my uncomfortability or just something I was concerned with. I would say maybe showing a weakness or showing something that I'm not good at necessarily. Because believe me, the editing took long. One, because there was a huge amount of content that I was presenting and a lot of things that I'm pulling in, FBI reports, old newspaper articles, pictures, so on and so forth. Editing just takes long. But the bigger part of the editing is because I would have to edit twice. The first round of editing was my time spent editing out all my mistakes, all my flubs, as people know, all my mispronunciations. Can't promise that that won't stop. And then I would run through a second time and layer on top the actual editing, right? The images, the newspaper articles, the FBI reports, so on and so forth. So for me, it took twice as long. And I hope to cut that out. And yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully you're excited. I'm going to put this out on YouTube just so people know it's coming. That way my first video under the new brand is not a surprise. And if anybody has feedback, I'm sure maybe there will be some pitchforks with respect to like the similarity in my name with other shows, but it kind of is what it is. I've got some formality out there from a business standpoint, so it's pretty official for me. I'm still developing a few things, right? I'm still replacing my old website, membersonlypodcast.com. I'm going to be replacing that with the new website, new branding. It's going to take me a little while, of course, to update the social channels. Not that I'm super active there anyways, but it's just going to take me probably a little while. The faster thing will be once I'm ready to flip the switch, which is going to be soon, the change with respect to the channel name on YouTube, as well as the channel name and description on the audio only platforms. Again, nothing you need to do. I just wanted to let people know that big things are coming. I've got a new piece of content coming very, very soon. It's going to be a really in-depth biography on Joseph Barbara, the guy behind the Apalachin meeting. And I shouldn't say behind it, the guy who just got unlucky enough to have that giant and fiasco of a meeting hosted, at his home. But we're going to talk about his career, which is overlooked and really, really interesting. So that piece of content is going to be coming down the pipe shortly. As I've said, we're going to be starting a Patreon channel. And of course, for me, the question probably is, well, why would you start a Patreon channel? Well, number one, the benefits for users, early access, right? And I'm hoping to produce, like I said, more content. You're going to get early access to that content. I've had a lot of people complain about the ads on the YouTube videos. So there's two things you can do about that, right? You can sign up for my Patreon, or you can go to YouTube Premium and pay YouTube. There are going to be regular Q&A sessions. Now, again, I'm not a walking encyclopedia like Jeff Canarsie or some of the other people in the industry. But again, you know, probably what I'll do is I'll intake questions maybe on a weekly or biweekly basis, and then I'll make a video where I have researched and answer those questions. I do hope to give away some swag. I do hope to, you know, have a bit of a care package for new patrons. Can't promise that'll be up right away. And then the biggest reason for a Patreon channel is that for the longest time, I have wanted to do movie reviews and TV show reviews. That was going to be core to what I was doing, because if you're in this industry, probably you love the movies and you love the TV shows, and it's stuff that we all talk about. Well, guess what? YouTube is notoriously difficult when you're using movie clips, and I've had a hell of a time using, you know, any movie clips or any clips at length, even if I'm talking about them in a reaction format. And there certainly are other channels that do movie reviews, but I've reached out to a lot of people, and even those channels have to like really bend over backwards and are really at the mercy of Google's copyright algorithms. Now, I'm not trying to violate any copyrights, but I believe that what I'll be doing, which are movie breakdowns and commentary over famous mob movies, famous movie scenes, I believe that that's covered under fair use. So as a result, Patreon gives you a lot more flexibility. That type of content is going to be going up exclusively on Patreon. So I am pretty excited about that for sure. Now, my channel's been growing. I'm about to pass 9,000 subscribers on YouTube. I've got 3,000 subscribers on Spotify. And I'm hoping to just continue to grow. Here's to a fruitful 2024. There's lots of content coming. And then the next piece of content that's going to be coming is Joseph Joe the Barber Barbara. But until next time, as I always say, until that episode, grazie.